Rob Nicholson was at Caulfield. How was your morning, Rob?
No, it was very nice, Nadia. The sun was certainly out in all its glory, and plenty of warmth and good horses going all over the place. So we've got some horses getting prepared for the Magic Millions on the Gold Coast in a couple of weeks' time, and there were some horses going around this morning that are looking forward to both Friday night and Saturday.
Okay, well, let's talk about a few of these from Key Stables. We start off with Mick Price's horses. Who's lining up on the weekend?
Poets Corner and Cassie Ferrassi are both nominated for the Super Vabis 3-year-old Benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,300 metres. Poets Corner worked this morning over 1,000 metres with stablemate Lubu on the steeplegrass. In a very good gallop, they ran their last 800 metres in 49.06, which is low flying, and the last 400 in 23.13. That was probably the quickest of the morning from Poets Corner. Cassie Ferrassi is another horse that was a last start winner, and it worked 1,000 metres on the steeplegrass just in even time, Nadia. Came home the last 600 metres in a very comfortable 38.15 and looks to be in good order. Of the two, obviously you'd go with Poets Corner, who's won two of its past three starts, including a last start win, and should go well. British Medium's a horse making its race debut. It worked in company this morning with two other horses over 600 metres, just dashed up and ran home its last 400 in a very sharp 23.28 and looks to be a very nice type and might run very well in the two-year-old plate at Sandown on Saturday. Sky Lake's a horse that works nicely over 1,000 metres on the steeplegrass this morning. He ran home his last 800 metres in 52.86 and the last 400 in a comfortable 24.22 on the bit, and Mick's yet to decide whether Sky Lake will run around in the Benchmark 64 handicap over the 1400, while Roar of the Skies is also in that race. He had a solid jump out, finishing third about a length and a half behind the winner over the 800 metres this morning in 47.94, and was pretty good work. Was a good second last start, and is going along quite nicely, should run well. While Heavenly Descent is the final runner nominated for Mick on Saturday, the horse is nominated for the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 84 over the mile. It worked 1,200 metres on the steeplegrass this morning in evens and came home the last 400 in a pretty good time of 23.92. So certainly a horse that is going all right. Should run well the further it goes, and getting into its preparation now, should be getting close to peak fitness.
That's a look at the horses there for Mick Price. What about Robert Smurden's runners?
Robert Smurden's got quite a number of runners nominated, Nadia. He did trial the majority of them yesterday at Cranbourne. Bellagano is nominated to run in the Super Vabis 3-year-old Benchmark 70 over the 1,300 metres. It had a very soft trial over the 990 metres at Cranbourne yesterday, finishing at the back of the field, but really cruised home under no pressure. The winning time of the horse that won the trial was 59.75 for the 990, so they certainly scooted along, but Bellagio, however you want to describe the name, he's certainly a horse that is going very, very well. He's a last start winner and has won two and finished second in his other start. So a horse with plenty of scope and should run well. Raw worked at Caulfield this morning. Just had a very quiet morning, bit of cantering. He's having a quiet week after winning on Friday night at Cranbourne. Should go very well again. Has won his past two starts and was a terrific all-the-way win, burning home the heavily fancied Manakanui for the Price Stable. Is going to run in the Super Vabis 3-year-old Benchmark over the 1,600 metres on Saturday. He'll be joined by Atone, who's another last start winner. He had a very soft trial at Cranbourne yesterday, over 990 metres. The winner of the trial ran a minute flat 0.34 for the time and distance. The Tone's certainly looking in great order and should run well. Eureka Street was a horse that was very impressive in its trial yesterday at Cranbourne Nadia. Another horse that went over 990 metres, finished fifth. The time was 59.78, and only finished three lengths from the winner. If you take on trust, the way the horse ran looks in terrific order, and his preparation last time out was... I only missed the top four twice from seven starts last prep, so if you take Eureka Street as a horse that's going to get over some distance, and he's nominated to run first up over 1,300 metres, you'd expect Eureka Street to be competitive at least, and will only get better the further it goes. Aside from those, Nadia, he's got Ponte Roma and Ascot Red nominated to run on Friday night. Ponte Roma had a trial over 990 metres at Cranbourne, just more of a maintenance gallop, finished a little bit behind the winner in a time of 1 minute 0.64. And Ascot Red had a very soft trial also, but it worked over 1,190 metres at Cranbourne. The winner ran a time of 1:14.61, and Ascot Red just cruised home about 10 or 11 lengths behind and wasn't pushed at all, just keeping plenty of petrol in the tank for Friday night. And finally, Nadia, Hollywood Vine's a horse that Robert's going to run over in South Australia at Morphettville Parks in the Maiden. It worked over 600 metres this morning on the steeplegrass, breezed up quite nicely and ran a time of 36.5 for its distance and looks to be a nice type. So for mine, Nadia, Robert's best certainly looked to be Raw, Ballerjano, Eureka Street and Ascot Red on Friday night, I think, certainly should run well.
And what about Aaron Purcell's horses?
Yeah, he's got Columbia running. Nadia, it'll contest the Super Vobis Benchmark 70 over the mile. It worked over 1,000 metres in the minute 10 this morning and quickened up its last 400 to run home in 24 on the steeple grass. It's a horse that certainly is going very well. It's finished once outside the top four this preparation in seven starts, so certainly a horse that's very consistent and should be a nice each-way chance. Gizo worked at Warrnambool this morning on the course proper. It was a good last start winner at, I think it was Ararat, but it was a great last start win, and all reports are that it should go very, very well, Gizo. Aside from them, Lady Esprit certainly flying, flew home in the Doveton Stakes at Sandown on Sandown Cup Day, has come through that run enormously well and should run well again on the weekend. It's nominated for both the handicap over the 1,000 metres and the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 84 over the 1,000. Yet to decide which race the horse will go in, but went over 800 on the steeple this morning in a comfortable 52.65 and cruised home the last 400 in 24 and a quarter on the bit and keeping plenty in reserve for the short, sharp dash on Saturday. Apart from them, Rhapsody will run around on Friday night in the three-year-old Phillies handicap over the 1,000. It was had a nice gallop over 800 on the steeplegrass in 53 and home in 24.15, while Sheriff John Stone was terrific when resuming. Got home over the top of a few on Ararat Cup Day and has come through that race exceptionally well. Ran 800 in 54 and home the last 400 in a very cruisy 25 on the steeplegrass. Plenty left in the tank for Friday night, and you would think if he ran up to the same way he did at Ararat, he'll be hard to beat on Friday night.
That's a look at those horses there for Aaron Purcell. A couple running for Johnny Sadler on the weekend.
Yeah, Jolly's Cafe will contest the Benchmark 90 over the 1,800 metres. It's been a model of consistency, this horse, and has been going very nicely. Prepared over 1,400 metres on the steeple grass in a minute 35 and came home the last 600 metres in a very comfortable 38.5. The horse has, as I said, been a model of consistency and been running very, very well. Should run well again on the weekend and is more of a maintenance gallop than anything else this morning. Grand Casino would certainly need to improve on recent performances, but has been running against some quality opposition. It goes around in the Vobis three-year-old Benchmark 70 over the mile on Saturday. He worked 1,200 metres in evens this morning, really quickened up the last 800 to run home in 50.25 and came home his last 400 metres in 24 and a quarter on the steeple grass. So going quite nicely on the track work segment, but hopefully you can put it together and run well on race day on Saturday.
That'll be good to see. What about Brenda McCarthy's Petite Reward?
Yeah, she's only a tiny horse, not a big horse in stature at all, and hasn't had much luck in the last couple of starts. Couldn't quite tack on last start at Mooney Valley and did run home okay. Is nominated for the same races as Lady Esprit, so I think you might find that whichever race Lady Esprit goes in, Petite Reward will back to the other one. Worked over 800 metres in evens this morning and quickened slightly to run home in 25. More a maintenance gallop than anything else. Certainly a very fit horse, and with her not being overly big, you don't have to do too much with her, Nadia. So if she's got a bit of petrol in the tank for the weekend, hopefully she'll run well.
And what about runners for John Maloney?
John Maloney's got a couple of horses nominated. Orient Line is nominated for both the Benchmark 78 handicap over the 1,300 metres, and also up in Sydney is nominated to run in the Benchmark 85 over the 1,500 metres. I would suggest that it will probably run at Sandown. Worked over 800 metres this morning, a comfortable 53, and home the last 400 in 25 on the steeple grass. Was a very good run last start, went third, and was against some fairly quality opposition. So I'd expect that should go very well. Again, its Cox Plate Day run was very good, as I said, flying home to finish third. So, and he's very underrated, Orient Line. Aside from him, you've got Dornier, who's nominated to run in Sydney, also in a Benchmark 85 over 2,400. Worked 1,200 metres this morning in a minute 22 and three quarters and came home in the last 400 in 24.66 on the steeple grass, so going well. And aside from them, he's got Fern nominated for the Fillies and Mares Maiden Plate and Magellan in the Benchmark 64 over 2,040 on Friday night. Fern's going all right, worked 1,200 metres in a minute 23 and a quarter, home the last 400 in a comfortable 25, while Magellan worked 1,600 metres in evens and came home in a very cruisy 25 and three quarters the last 400. Should run well, and Magellan's been a super consistent galloper and is very underrated. I'd expect it to run well, and certainly an each way chance on Friday night.
And Andrew Noblett would tell the truth?
Yeah, hoping for a run, Nadia. Obviously down the list, but if it gets a run, there's certainly a horse that can run well. Worked over 1,000 metres in evens this morning and came home the last 400 in 24.2 on the steeple grass. Has run against some good horses and performed quite well. So I'd expect that Tell the Truth should run well on the weekend if it gets a start.
And Clinton McDonald's got a few in the noms too.
He does. He's got Good Therapy, Ribeye and Danuki all nominated. They're nominated for both Sandown and South Australia, with Danuki also nominated for Friday night at Canterbury. So it's a little bit up in the air, but undecided where they'll all run at the moment. Good Therapy worked 1,000 metres in a minute 7.45, home the last 400 in 24.35 on the steeple. Ribeye was just over race last start on Cox Plate Day and found the opposition a little tough, faded late, and worked 1,200 metres in a minute 23.14, home the last 400 in 24.22. And Danuki just breezed up over 400 metres and it was a nice short, sharp gallop in 23 and three quarters, home the last 200 in 11.65. So certainly plenty in the legs. While Love Days was nominated to run on Friday night and just had a quiet week after running on the weekend, we'll probably keep plenty of petrol in the tank if it goes around in either the Benchmark 64 over the 1,200 or the Benchmark 70 over the 1,200.
Okay, so who are the main horses to take out of Caulfield?
I think that going on what I've seen from track work and the trials, I think Eureka Street will go very well, as will Sheriff John Stone on Friday night. I think that you can certainly back Raw for Robert Smurden. Poet's Corner is a good each-way chance for Mick Price, as is British Medium. And aside from them, I think that you can certainly go well with Orient Line And with a little bit of luck, if it goes into the race, Jolly's Cafe should run well also, Nadia.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Rob. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Nadia.